Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Tes. Bisman Chachmei Gemara. In the time of the Gemara. Im lo yayu roichsim havlad. Ne amila lach amila v'yem shlishi id amila. Maim chayim hoya misukin. In those days it was considered a sakona. If you did not watch the baby before the mila, and then the third day after the mila. Therefore, l'fichan nizkoku lichtoiv mishpotei k'shachal yoyis b'shabbos. Therefore, they have to say all the different halachas. If it came on Shabbos, you forgot to heat up the water, so now you have an issue with sakona. What do you do? There's no special term for washing the baby nowadays because there's no medical need for it. The Ramah says, in the Ashkenaz places, they would wash him the water that was heated before Shabbos. They would not heat up water for this. Ulacha mila b'moitzi Shabbos. After mila, they wash him after Shabbos. V'cheinim hoya yoyim shlisha l'milosa b'Shabbos. They would do the same thing, only wash him in water that was heated before Shabbos. V'royim sheyesh tzorech l'roch. So yimachinim chamim maybe yoyim v'roch l'moitzi b'Shabbos. And it's only that they see the special need to wash him, then they prepared before Shabbos and wash him in the warm water on Shabbos. Chozim l'astam. V'royim sheyesh lochish l'sakona. This is some kind of complication, and if you're not going to wash him in warm water on Shabbos, it'll make him into danger. Then you'll not even heat up the water on Shabbos like any other choyle.